I preach on it ever so often, but it's just something we need to be reminded of, because so many folks have no clue, no idea that the fact that Jesus gave you and I, the body of Christ, authority here on this earth. I go, thank you, my wife, for amening me. Jesus gave us authority here on this earth. Now, it depends on where you go to. You can go to a lot of places and they'll tell you that's, we're just supposed to, hold on, wait for the Jesus to come and rescue us from earth. No, Jesus placed us upon earth because we're His body, and He placed us here to do business for the kingdom of God. Amen. You weren't called just to come in and sit in a pew. Amen. You weren't called just to be in the body of Christ, just to be saved from hell. You were called for a specific purpose, and that is to give glory to God, but also to preach the Word of God. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about per se being called as a pastor or a preacher, but at the same time, every one of us are witnesses, and every one of us have the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. So that means every one of us have a testimony. And when you give somebody your testimony, you're in fact preaching. Because you're sharing the love and the goodness of God that He saved you. And most of us can look and say, if He can save somebody like me, He can surely save you. Now, I know some of you probably have been goody two-shoes, but not all of us have been. So we all need to realize that God gave us authority on earth. And that's what I want to talk about here. Go with me. Let's look over here in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. And let's just go ahead and get us a basis here so we understand. We'll have a scripture to back what we're talking about as we go. We'll have some more. But I want to just go ahead and get this. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. It says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace." Now let me just stop right there. Anybody in here received abundance of grace? Of course you have. If you're born again, you receive the grace of God. By grace are you saved, right? Through faith. So, look at that one more time. "Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness." Now listen to this. "Shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." Let me give it to you in the Amplified. "For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with Himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One." Notice here that in this scripture, it says that we will reign in life. Reign in life. If you look up that word reign, you'll find rule over. Rule over your life. Well, you can't rule over something unless you have authority. Right? Come on, a lot of folk try to put their place in a place of authority and try to put themselves in a position, but they're not really ruling from that because they don't have any authority. Amen. You get out here on this road. You let a state police get there on the road and let him flag a car down, they'll stop. You go out there and try it. You'll probably get run over because everybody's thinking somebody's trying to rob them or something like that. But when that figure of authority, when he waves his hand or puts out his hand, it'll stop an 18-wheeler. Come on now. See, that's the difference. Somebody with authority and knowing they've got authority versus somebody that don't know they have that authority. And so here it says that you and I, because of the grace of God and because He made us righteous, put us in right standing with God, He gave us authority to rule and reign in this life. And see, that's the thing right there. Christians have a hard time understanding that they've been given spiritual authority. We've been taught so much by preachers that didn't know and people that didn't know how that we're just nothing here, you know, and they tell us that we're not supposed to be trying to do anything. Anything that happens is just fate, and that's just the way it's supposed to be, and we can't do anything about it. But see, none of that's true. You and I have authority on this earth to reign in this life. One of the reasons we have as many problems as we have in our life is because we don't understand spiritual authority, and we don't understand that we can say the things and they have to obey what we say. Even in the Old Testament, God says you'll decree a thing and it'll come to pass. Amen. See, that's the thing, church. We've been just letting the devil do what he wants to when Jesus has already given us authority over him. Boy, it's quiet this morning. It's the truth. You have authority over the devil. I'm going to prove it to you here in the Word of God. You see, spiritual authority was given to you and I at the new birth. When you got born again, you immediately received spiritual authority. Why? Because you were born into the kingdom of God. You understand that. Now here's the thing. Just like everything else that God's given us in His Word, if we don't know how to exercise our faith in it, then it won't be effective for us. Come on now. See, we've got to get a revelation in our spirit about who we are in Christ. We've got to get that revelation that we have this spiritual authority, because every believer has the same spiritual authority. Every one of us. Now, I'm going to get some of you because you're sitting around this way. Some folks are Andes and some folks are Barneys when it comes to spiritual authority, right? Andy was so confident in his position of authority as sheriff over Mayberry, he didn't even carry a gun. And everybody respected him. They knew he was the authority. They knew he was the sheriff and what he said he meant. Barney was deputized to be in authority with Andy. The difference was the way Barney carried himself, the way he effectively used that authority. Remember, Barney had a gun. But he was so irresponsible that Andy wouldn't let him put a bullet in it. He carried his bullet in his shirt pocket. And the reason that he made him do that is because almost every time he put a shell in his gun, he would end up shooting in the floor or shooting some direction instead of the direction he ought to shoot. Come on, in the body of Christ, there's Andys. We know our authority. We take that authority. The devil understands it. The enemy knows that we know that we have authority. And there are Barneys. We're all the time shooting the wrong directions because we're not able to stand up and exercise the authority because we want God to do it. See, Barney always wanted Andy to do it. Barney always looked to Andy to control it, and Andy always had to rescue Barney out of most of his situations, right? His goof-ups, he would... I'm thinking of the program right now where they had the one guy on the roof watching out with a gun up there, and Barney hollered, and the guy was asleep and dropped the gun off the roof, and there Barney was caught, and here comes Andy with the gun and says, "Good job, Barn." He always made Barney look good, but it was because Andy knew how to use his authority. You and I need to be Andys in the kingdom of God. We need to have the spiritual authority, know we've got the spiritual authority, and know how to do it, and let the devil know that we know we've got the authority. So you can't run around afraid of the devil and afraid of what he's going to do. You need to start speaking into your situation because of the authority that's been given to you here on this earth. To reign in life means you're a ruler of this life. When you start thinking of reign, what do you think of? I start thinking of a king, right? A king reigns over his kingdom. Well, here's the thing. When you start thinking about kings, because the Bible says we've been made kings and priests unto God, do you think of poverty when you think of a king? Right? You don't, do you? No, you think of wealth, riches, living well, right? Well, see, that's what God's saying to you and I. He wants us to use our authority on this earth to live life well. That's why Jesus said, I came that you might have abundant life. But here's the thing. Most of the church does not understand that they can do this. They think they got to put up with whatever they have to put up with. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. You don't have to. You don't have, in the natural, let me just share a little bit with you since you're so quiet this morning. I'll just teach some. In the natural, you have folks that say, I need help. I can't do anything. I'm not, seem like I can't get anywhere. See, everything in the natural life has got to do with attitude. There's a reason that there's folks coming into our country by the thousands. Why? Because they're coming here because this is a land of an opportunity. If you'll work, if you'll set your mind and get the attitude that I'm going to be successful in this country, you can be successful. Now let me just say this. Ain't nobody going to do it for you. You're going to have to be willing to work, put yourself out there, do the sacrifice that it takes to get there, but you can get there. Real quiet. You can have that attitude, or you can have the attitude that others have, is I'm just going to sit back, not do nothing, let the government take care of me. I was hearing about the refugees up in New York. They've been putting them up in big fine hotels and all that stuff when they come in there. They're running out of space now, and they're moving them out of the fine hotels back into barracks is what I would call it, shelters, and they've been calling their family and telling their family, come over here, we're in fine hotels, they're taking care of everything for us and all that. Family's been coming over, and now they're putting them back in the barracks, and they're about to ride on them because they're mad because they're taking them out the fine hotels, and they're here illegally. See, their attitude coming over was probably, let's go over there and see what we can do for ourselves. But they got over here and we started giving everything to them, and now their attitude's changed. Since you're giving it to me, I just want to give to me. And Christians kind of got that attitude. They want God to do everything for them. Come on. God gave you authority to do things on the earth. Can I just tell you one thing? Nowhere in the Word of God does it tell you to pray for God to do anything about the devil in your life. See, some of you, amen, some of you looking at me funny. No, you're the one supposed to be dealing with the enemy, not God. Jesus has already done His part. He's already whipped him, made an open show out of him. And now He says, you're on the earth, it's your job to take care of business. Use your authority that I've given you here on this earth. We have a hard time with that because it doesn't seem right, because it goes against what most of the church does. But you see, you can choose to be like most of the church, or you can choose to be a follower of the Word of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus, not a follower of people, not a follower of denominations. We are the church, the body of Christ, and we're the feet, we're the mouth, we're the hands, we're the legs, we're the body of Christ. You can't separate the head from the body. We're supposed to be getting the work done through the authority the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. And so it says that we're supposed to reign in this life, rule in this life. You know, really, if you think about it, God set this thing out all the way back when he made Adam and Eve. Remember, after Eve, he had formed Eve from Adam's rib, and he told him, he said, you go out, and he said, you subdue, you replenish the earth, you have authority over every creeping thing. Remember that? Started way back. Man was always created to rule upon this earth. Amen. Always. You see, but we have well-meaning people, and we have some that just flat no better, that'll try to tell us different than that. But we have a spiritual authority right here. So now, I don't want to be a Barney. I want to be an Andy. I want to be a leader, and I want to exercise my spiritual authority. Now, let's look over here in Matthew 28. Because, like I said, believers most of the time are calling on God to do something about their situation rather than exercising their authority and taking care of business. But look here at Matthew chapter 28. And let's look at verse 28. Matthew 28. Verse 18. I'll look there. I put down the wrong thing in my notes. It says, "And Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth." I used this the other day. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." See, here it is. Here's God saying, the Lord Jesus saying, "I've been given this power, now you go. I'm delegating you. I'm sending you. Go ye therefore." See, God wants you and I going, doing, casting out devils, healing the sick. Come on. God wants to use you to do signs, wonders, and miracles. That's what the gifts of the Spirit are for, is to operate through you. But you see, the church seems to have no desire to want to be used of God. We want to come to church, make sure we get to go to heaven, but we don't care whether we do any business in the kingdom of God or not. But that's not the way we should be. We ought to be willing and ready at any opportunity to make sure that we minister to somebody that they need ministering to. I've said this before. You better not run up to me in Walmart and say, "You be praying for us." Because I'm going to grab hold of you right then and pray. Because I might forget before I get home. Now, that for folks like you all, that's not a big problem. We don't care. But you let somebody that just knows of you, and you get a hold of them and start praying, they're just like freaking out. "I'm in Walmart and praying, you know." Well, that's where we ought to be praying. Come on. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on around those places. All kinds of evil lurking around those places. Child nappers and you know, human trafficking, all kinds of just waiting to happen. We need to be praying when you go in a place like that. Amen. You see, you have authority to pray protection. Amen. Do it all the time. Matter of fact, every night I pray and thank God for the protection over my family. Amen. I pray for the good day that He's given me. I pray for the good night sleep He's given me. And I pray for the good day He's going to give me tomorrow. Amen. I speak over that. I speak health and healing. I speak finances over us. Amen. And see, that's what you need to do. Amen. I sometimes, actually pretty often, get, especially in the sun, I get dehydrated or whatever, working whatever. But then I'll get muscle spasms. And the other day I was out in the sun all day. Then I had 3 or 4 muscle spasms that night. And I got mad. Last night when I laid down, I said, "In the name of Jesus," I started speaking to my body. See, a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this, you're in the middle of it. When you got a cramp, then you're trying to speak. Come on now, you're right in the middle of your trouble, your situation, then you start trying to speak to it. Well, I just decided last night I'd just speak to it before I went to sleep. I just spoke to every muscle in my body. I spoke to my body. I told everything you had to operate normally. Not going to happen. Guess what? Slept like a baby last night. Amen. Well, you see, I'm learning like you are, and sometimes I forget like you do. But we've got to realize we've got authority over everything in our kingdom. Amen. I've got authority over my body. I've got authority over the things that the devil tries to do against me, and you have too. But here Jesus says, "I'm delegating that authority to you so that you can go out into the earth." And so we've got to get revelation of that. How could He do that? Well, let's look. Ephesians chapter 2. Y'all know this, but it's good for you to hear this again so that you understand. Ephesians chapter 2 and says, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." In other words, we all coming from the same place. Amen. We all come from the place of sinners. And then we got saved. So he says, we've all been there. But verse 4 says, but God. Everybody say, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherein He loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Isn't that awesome? Even though we were dead in sins, look at that, hath quickened us together, or made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Notice that. Jesus Christ, when He was crucified and rose again, when He rose, He raised us up with Him. Isn't that awesome? What good news that is. In verse 6 in the Good News Bible, I like it even better. Listen to what it says. In our union with Christ, Jesus, He raised us up with Him to rule with Him in the heavenly world. Isn't that awesome? He raised us up to rule with Him. He put us at that right hand of power. And then, of course, Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When you look at Luke there and you see that, he says, behold, I give unto you power. Well, that's the Greek word ekousia, which means authority. So Jesus says, behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and authority over all the power. That word there is the Greek word dunamis. It's dynamite. It means actual power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now notice that. The Lord Jesus is saying that, and you know, there's folks say, oh, He was talking to the disciples. Well, aren't you a disciple? Come on. He's talking to the disciples, and so are we. He's talking to us all. He's given you that power. The problem is, you don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, it won't work for you. Amen. We have to believe it, we have to understand it, and we have to exercise that authority. The enemy's a bully. The devil is a bully. And he tries to invade in places he has no business invading. And you have two choices. You can give him your milk money, or you can knock his block off. Amen. Well, no, he ain't no match for the devil. Do you know the Word of God? The Word of God is your weapon against the devil. Jesus defeated Satan with the Word, right? It's written that every man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He gave the devil the Word of God every time he tempted him, and the devil had to leave. If you'll give the devil the Word of God, you're punching him. He don't want to hear the Word of God. And he sure don't want to hear it from you, because he hates you. Because God made man and put him over everybody. Amen. He made him to rule on this earth, even over Satan. And that yicks him. He hates it because he knows what it's like to be in the presence of God and be there in that heavenly realm. But he was kicked out because of his pride, because he didn't want to be ruled. He wanted to be ruler. You and I understand where our power comes. Listen, authority is nothing but delegated power. And again, it's been delegated to us through the Lord Jesus. And here's the thing about authority, though. Authority is only as good as the power that it's backed by. Well, our authority is backed by God. Right? God's the one that's backing us. I thought about this, and I wrote it down in the notes there. We are the DBA of God. Anybody know what DBA means? It means doing business as. Okay? New Generation Church at one time was New Generation Worship Center. And I just felt in my heart led to change it to New Generation Church. So, we are New Generation Worship Center, DBA, doing business as New Generation Church. Did I say that right? New Generation Church doing business? Yeah, that's right. I think I said it right. But see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You are doing business for God. Now, just because you're the DBA does not mean you are God. Please, please understand that. Folks, they'll take you wrong. They get mad when you talk about, well, he's saying they're God. No, I'm not saying we're God. That's just stupid. But we have been anointed of God. We have been deputized by God. The authority has been delegated to us by God to do business for God. Right? Isn't that what an ambassador does? And the Bible says that we are ambassadors of Christ. We do authority. We do business for God. We take care of His business here. That's what He wants us to do. We're the body of Christ. But you have to get a revelation of that. You have to get set your mindset. God has called me to use my authority, use my gifts and talents and anointings for Him here on this earth. The world's got it all messed up. What would happen if we brought all the wonderful country music, rock and roll, whatever other, what if we brought all of them into the church and they sang praises for God rather than sang praises for men? What if they used their talents and abilities that God gave them for Him if they did it for Him? But see, what happens is as soon as somebody finds out they can sing a little bit in church, then they want to make it big. They want to be on the national stage. I got news for you. The world will try to cancel you out there just as much as they will if you're singing in church. So you're looking at me funny. If you just get the look, and then you'll find out that anything that don't go with the devil's agenda gets canceled. Amen. I saw and I'm talking about us having our authority, using our authority. The devil don't like it. I saw where the pastor, and I can't remember what state he was in, but they arrested him through COVID. They were outside having church. Had circles drawn on the ground 6 foot apart so that the people could stand out there and worship and sing and praise God. They were outside, had masks on, and they came because they were having church and put him in handcuffs and arrested him and took him to jail. Now, he was obeying the law. They were outside, had masks on, and were 6 foot apart, but they wanted to prove a point. Well, praise God, he's proved a point too. They got to pay him $300,000 for what they did. You ought to just give God a hand for that. He didn't back down. He kept pressing the thing because that was wrong. Church, I'm going to tell you, the devil will back you into a corner and keep you there if you let him. But you have more authority than that. Come on, you have authority over him. Come on. You've got to understand that you can either, again, give him your milk money, or you can knock him out. You can stand up against him. He's a bully. Most bullies are cowards. Once you stand up to them, then they'll get away. Well, how do I know that? Well, because the Bible says, submit yourself therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Now, I don't know if it's true, but I've seen things where they say, you know, if you come up against a bear, don't run, look them in the eye. I don't know what will happen there, but, you know. But basically what they're doing is showing some authority there. You know, I'm not afraid of you. I don't know if it works or not, so don't take my advice on that at all. Okay. I'm just telling you, I'm just using that for a little illustration. Stand. I do like the little one show. It's been many years since I think it was the mama bear and the little bear, baby bear was out and they were starting to cross a log and the little baby bear was running and this cat got after it, this mountain lion got after it. And the little baby was running, and of course it did exactly what I'm talking about. It finally just quit running, stopped, turned and raised up on its back feet, towed its arms in the air. That cat just curled right up and gone. The little baby bear was so tickled and let itself down, and then it showed the big mama bear behind the baby bear standing there saying, come on, see what happens to you. You know. Well, can I tell you something? That's the way it is in the kingdom of God. When you and I stand up like that little baby bear, when the devil sees us, what he's doing is looking and he's seeing God behind us standing up in all His glory and all His authority and all His power and reminding Him, I kicked you out once. You don't mess with my kid. I gave him authority. I back him. I back her. You see, that's what we've got to understand. That's the way it works. You're not alone in this thing. God's right there with you. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But we've got to realize that we've been raised up. We've been elevated with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's jump over to Mark chapter 16. I want to show you something here. Again, we're talking about proof of authority on earth and what we can do. Notice here in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he says, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You notice, didn't say who go, so you have to assume you go. Right? He's telling us all, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow who? Them that believe. Got any believers in here? If you're a born-again child of God, you better be a believer. If you're not, then you're damned. Right? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. I don't want to not be a believer. I want to be a believer. Amen. So he says, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, remember, our power and authority comes from God. In my name shall they cast out devils. What he just said is believers can cast out devils. In order to cast out a devil, you have to have authority over the devils. So right there, Jesus is telling you, if you're a believer, then you can cast out devils. It's not you, but the authority that's behind you. In my name. Amen. See, that's what you have to see. Our state police, they are Kentucky State Police. They're backed by the authority of Kentucky, and then they're also backed by the authority of the United States. You're backed by God. The name of Jesus is your authority. So he says they'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Notice here that it says believers have authority to do all this. But you've got to know it. You've got to understand it. You've got to exercise it. You can't just sit back and not do anything. Kind of can't be like those that the sons of Sceva, when they tried to cast out the devil, when the devil looked at them and said, well, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but I don't know you. And he whipped up on them. The reason he didn't know them is because they didn't know him. You see, we know him. But we also know that he's given us authority and power. And you see, Paul was casting out devils in the name of Jesus through his authority. And when they tried to do it, because they didn't know Jesus, they were not backed by Jesus, and therefore the devil didn't have to pay any attention to them. Can I tell you that God has given you authority, and the devil has to recognize that authority because it comes from God. He has to recognize that authority. So here's what you have to do. I've told this story so many times, I guess after, you know, years and years of preaching to the same people, you're going to tell a lot of the stories the same at the same time. Brother Hagin talks about, back a long time ago, he talked about how the fact that this little lady was coming out, they had a bus stop, and going to get on the bus, and her little dog came running out there, and she was gentle with it. You know, get out of here, baby. Get back to the house now. You can't go. You know, you mess with the little dog, just kept messing. I said, get on back to the house now. You can't go with me. And then the bus pulled up about that time, and he said, she just turned around and said, I said, get. And the little dog took off a flying back to the house. After she used some authority, then the little dog took off. The devil's a whole lot like that. You can't play around with him. You just got to use your authority and go ahead and make him move. You see, God expects you and I to do something about the devil and our situations. He's not going to do it for you. See, I know that mess because we're all the time praying, God do this and God do that. Another story Brother Hagin tells that I'm reminded of, he talks about the fact that he was praying and all of a sudden the Lord appeared in a vision and started giving him some instructions about, it was along the lines of spiritual authority, started giving him some instructions, and he said, while the Lord was talking, all of a sudden between him and the Lord, there was like this smoke stream started kind of coming up, and this little demonic entity appeared. Said it was just making noise, yakety yak, doing all, and to the place that he couldn't hear what Jesus was saying. And he said to himself, well, the Lord knows I need to hear this. Why is he not making him quit? Why is he not? And he said, the Lord just kept on talking and he couldn't hear what he was saying. He said, and I needed to hear what he was telling me. And he said, I finally just got aggravated and said, I said, in the name of Jesus, stop. And he said, the little thing just hit the floor. But when he hit the floor, there just started still. It was yeah, you know. And he said, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. And it left there. And he said, the Lord said, I'm glad you did that, because if you hadn't, I couldn't. And he said, Lord, I know I misunderstood you. You said you wouldn't, right? And he said, no. He said, I couldn't if you didn't. He said, no, Lord, I just can't get that now. You know, you're the Lord. He said, you could have. He said, no, I couldn't. He said, I gave men power over the enemy to do something about him. If you hadn't, I couldn't. See, that's pretty, and I understand that that's what he said he had done, had in a vision. But it makes sense because we've been given power and authority over the devil, and we're sitting back acting like he's got power over us. We're letting him do what he wants to. Come on now. See, that's the trouble with Christians a lot of times. We sit back and we don't say nothing. We keep our mouth shut and the devil just gets to wreak havoc. Right? We need to start putting him in his place. Start exercising authority over our life. Start reigning in life. Start using the authority you have over the enemy to stop the attacks against you. Now let me just say this while we're talking about this, as we're talking about spiritual authority. Here's one thing you've got to understand. You have authority over the devil and demonic spirits, but you do not have authority over somebody else. In other words, you know, I have authority over my money, you don't. Okay? In the natural. In the spirit realm, each person has to take authority in their own lives. Now, you can do this. You can cast out devils if they want them cast out. Come on. You can pray against and stop demonic influence in somebody's life if they want it stopped. But you can't do it on your own unless they agree to allow you to help in that situation, because they're supposed to be doing business for themselves. See what I'm saying? That's why it's so hard sometimes. People don't understand. You know, you'll pray for somebody, you'll pray about a situation or whatever, you know, and you're believing God with all your heart. But you never know what's in the heart of another individual. I've known of people that prayed hard and believed God with somebody that was sick. You know, give them scriptures, let them listen to scriptures, and that person would say that they were believing God for their healing. Their family member would be, you know, well, they say they're believing for their healing. And then that same person that was sick would tell somebody, because they didn't want to hurt the feelings of their family member, they'd tell somebody else, I wish God just come get me and take me home. And then when they died, the family member is like, I just don't understand that. Why did God not heal them? We was believing. They was believing. We were doing everything we were supposed to. You see, they didn't understand that they didn't have authority over that person's will. If that person's will was to go home, I don't care if you sit by them and sung Kumbaya, yeah, whatever, all you wanted to. It ain't going to happen. Because they don't want it to happen. They're ready to go. And so you're not going to be able to pray against their will. You can't go against their will. Not even God can go against their will. See, you're looking at me funny. You're going, yes, God can. Well, listen, if God could go against their will and God's not willing that any should perish, why don't He just save everybody then? He just say, hey, save the biggest heathen, save the biggest drug deal, save them all. He could override their will. Their will is not to be saved right now, not to be in the kingdom of God. Why wouldn't He just go ahead and save them? Because God can't override your will. You are a free moral agent with a free will, and God allows you to choose whether you serve Him or not. Now, His heart and His will is for you to be saved and to serve Him, to walk in the authority we're talking about. But it's up to you whether you do it or not. He gave it all to you, but you have to be willing to accept it all. Amen. Same thing with the spiritual authority. If you don't accept that and start speaking that out over your life, speaking it out over your body, you got things going on in your body, start speaking out against that over your body. Speak to your body. Speak to your body. If it's your heart, speak to your heart. If it's your head, speak to your head. Right? Come on, whatever it is, you speak to that organ in your body and you command it to function properly. Amen. You have authority over those things. And I know that just messes with people and they just want to... I'm showing it to you in the Word. You have authority. We need to exercise it. We need to use it. We need to let God be God. Don't try... You're not God, so don't try to be God. But just let God be God and let's exercise our authority on earth. And I'm telling you something. It'll change the earth. Amen. When good people do what they're supposed to do, it changes things. Amen. See, we if enough Christians will stand up and start claiming the authority of God and start doing what they're supposed to be doing, we'll see the whole atmosphere out here change. Amen. It don't take a whole lot, but it takes people that are willing to get together. The devil wants to cancel out God in anything to do with God. But if His people who are called by His name would humble themselves and pray, seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways, then He'd hear from heaven and we'd see our land healed. You see, you see little inklings of it in the world right now. And it's not even in the Christian world. When you see a country music star come out with a song and say, don't try that in a small town, and the devil blows up about it, but then everybody that's common and decent says, you know what? We'll just quit fooling with you. We'll just go ahead and cancel you. We'll not do anything with you. Then all of a sudden, CMT starts going... Because nobody won't, they won't watch it because of what they did trying to be politically correct. Amen. You see, the world knows that we Americans and we good people, country folk, all got guns. And we're a small army on ourselves, let alone our military. And they don't like that published because they don't want everybody to know. Come on now. Don't get mad at me because I'm preaching. I'm talking about still using your authority. I'm not backing down. It's none of the doctor's office business whether I've got a gun in my house or not. Why in the world would that be on a medical question? So they know. So they know. Who knows? The people that have access to your records. It goes a lot deeper than just going and getting... a physical. Okay? There's things like good going on. You see, but when good people stand up, and they don't necessarily have to be Christians, they just have to be good moral people. You know, when a bunch of beer-drinking hillbillies and country boys and country girls and folks that like to drink beer get together and then they come along and they try to put a transgender as their mascot, all of a sudden they say, well, hang on. No, I'm not supporting something like that. And all of a sudden, you see, what the world's trying to portray to us that's right, they're trying to make us look like we're wrong. But things like that show you that the majority is not for that. the majority is for God and is for country and is against all this stupid stuff. But if we don't start standing up as just plain old moral people and Americans, and then the children of God stand up and start exercising authority, I got news for you. I believe more of this country would join the Christians more than they would join the heathens and the things that's going on out there. But as long as we act like a bunch of cowards and we're afraid to stand up and we won't, right? It's time for us. Let's start taking authority. Let's start exercising the authority God's given us in our realm, and we'll start seeing things change. We'll start seeing good people rise up because they're enough's enough. I'm going to tell you, in the kingdom of God, enough's enough. The devil's had enough. He's had his time long enough. It's time for the Christians to stand up and say, you need to get out of the church's business. Go back and mind your own business, because we're going to take authority in our house. And we're going to be what God said we could be. Amen? Stand to your feet with me. God gave you spiritual authority when you were born again. Think about that. That's how much He trusts us. That's how much He loves us. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I just ask You that You help us, Lord, to see what You've given us and the great, great responsibility that You've placed on the church. But yet You equipped us. You made us ready for such a time as this. But we've got to rise up, and we've got to take that authority, and we've got to come against the enemy, and we've got to put on the whole armor of God. And instead of running, we need to be running toward the devil to let him know, no more of this. We're not going to allow You to rule and reign in place of where we've been established and anointed to rule and reign. So I pray, Father God, that that becomes our mindset, Lord, and that we'll speak over ourselves, speak over our families, speak over our community, Father God, and Lord, begin to let You rise up and let the people see Your glory. And we just thank You for that. Now, Father, I ask You, if there's anyone here, Lord, that doesn't know You as their personal Savior, that today's the day that they'll invite You into their heart. They'll come into the kingdom and allow You to be Lord of their life, Father. And as they come into the kingdom, Father, they'll also receive that authority that over the enemy, over everything that's coming against them. And so we praise You for it. We honor You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody here, you need to pray.